Ahmet Erdogan found himself spending less and less time in the recording studio. His partner Jerry Wexler was producing big hit soul records with Aretha Franklin and Wilson Pickett for the label. The Stax Volt operation in Memphis was giving Atlantic a steady procession of hits. Increasingly, Ahmet moved toward the white rock scene. He'd done some sessions with blue-eyed soul singers the Righteous Brothers and was appalled when they showed up at the studio barefoot. Ahmet wouldn't have dreamed of leaving his house in anything more informal than tie and blazer. Wexler hated the rock musicians. He called them rockoids. But Ahmet felt comfortable on the scene. A Hollywood hippie couple who called themselves Sonny and Cher gave Atlantic the label's biggest hit of 1965. So when the same management firm signed a promising new rock band to Atlantic, Ahmet himself went into the studio to produce one track with the band, Buffalo Springfield.
Listen to my bluebird laugh. She can't tell you why. Deep within her heart, you see, she knows all I cry. Just lying. Yeah. There she sits, a lofty perch. Strangest color blue, lying is forgotten now. Things only of you, just you. Oh, so get all those blues, must be a thousand years, and each is differently used. You just know. Sit there mesmerized by the depth of her eyes. If you could categorize, she got soul, she got soul, she got soul, she got soul.
Thank you.
That was Stephen Stills' song Bluebird by Buffalo Springfield, Neil Young, and Stills on dueling lead guitars, Ahmet Erdogan behind the board producing. Ahmet got it. He understood the new rock bands. He took Cream, for instance, into Atlantic Studios one night in May 1967 to try and get a single out of the band. It was his idea to use the guitarist, Eric Clapton, as vocalist, and they tried out an old blues. That night's experiment turned into a different song with a new set of lyrics and did become the band's next U.S. single, but this is the original experiment conducted by Ahmet. Bloody Mama, the Cream song produced by Ahmet Erdogan during the sessions for the Disraeli Gears albums, went unreleased for 30 years. The song was rewritten into Strange Brew for the band's second album. At the same time Ahmet was making deals for Atlantic with new British rock groups such as Led Zeppelin, he could still go back into the studio and knock out a perfect piece of Southern Soul using a singer with a little more than a passing resemblance to Sam Cooke by the name of R.B. Greaves. This was a number two hit for Atlantic in 1969.
Last night as I got home, about a half past ten, there was the woman I thought I knew in the arms of another man. I kept my cool, I ain't no fool, let me tell you what happened then. I packed some clothes and I walked out, and I ain't going back again. So take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. Well, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer, gotta start a new life. You've been many things, but most of all, a good secretary to me. And it's times like this I feel you've always been close to me. Was I wrong to work nights to try to build a good life? All work and no play has just cost me a while. So take a letter, Maria, no, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. We'll take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer, gotta have a new life. What a man loves a woman, it's hard to understand, but she would find more pleasure in the arms of another man. I I'll never really notice how sweet you are to me. It just so happens I'm free tonight. Would you like to have dinner with me? Go take a letter, Maria. Address it to my wife. Say I will be coming home. Gotta start a new life. Address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer. Gotta have a new life. Oh, take a letter, Maria. Oh, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home.
R.B. Greaves, Take a Letter, Maria. Produced by Ahmet Erdogan. This is Joel Selvin. Tonight, Selvin on the City looks at the career of the greatest record man of his lifetime, Ahmet Erdogan.